This is Six Music.
BBC Radio Six Music Documentaries. Telling the stories in music that matter.
I'm Dave Grohl with the John Bonham Story.
From Kraftwerk to the Sex Pistols.
Everything that precedes it is rubbish. We only might know three chords, but we have one fabulous word, and that's anarchy.
Find out more at the Six Music website. Now, Six Music Documentaries present
Beatles at the Beeb.
The 15th and last Pop Go the Beatles programme was transmitted on Tuesday the 24th of September, 1963. The series had been tremendously important for the Beatles, and their steady rise in popularity had certainly been helped by the programmes. Towards the end of August 1963, their fourth single, She Loves You, had been released, and it reached the number one spot in the middle of September. With sales of over 1.5 million copies, it became the biggest-selling Beatles single in Britain. During the next 2 months, the group established themselves as the greatest showbiz phenomenon ever seen in this country. The word Beatlemania was coined by the press to describe the incredible fan hysteria that accompanied the group wherever they performed. One of the byproducts of their enormous success was that they appeared less frequently on the radio. Their last Pop Go the Beatles programme had been their 34th broadcast in the space of 9 months. Over the next 20 months, they performed songs on only 15 BBC radio programmes. But during the next 20 months, Beatlemania reached epidemic proportions worldwide, and the Fab Four toured all over the globe. Into their highly packed schedule, they managed to squeeze some sessions in BBC studios. Their appearances on radio were narrowed down to two outlets. One was to continue to appear on Saturday Club. The other was to make special programmes which were broadcast on bank holidays. The first of their specials was broadcast on Boxing Day 1963 and featured them singing 8 songs and a version of From Me to You, called From Us to You, which gave the programme its title. The next From Us to You programme was broadcast in March 1964 with Alan Freeman chatting to the Beatles.
It's the Beatles! Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. All my loving, darling.
I think that lovin's readily accepted by people all over the world, with the predominating Paul McCartney. George, is it true that you're a connoisseur of the classics?
No, it's just a rumour.
It's just a rumour.
Mm.
Do you enjoy singing Beethoven?
No,
been singing it for 28 years now.
For how long?
28 years.
That's incredible. Could you manage one more performance?
Possibly.
Oh, go on, say yes.
Yes. Thank you.
I don't think you need the telling that just then, George Harrison claimed the spotlight as the Beatles invited Beethoven to roll over. Paul?
Yes?
Now listen.
Yes?
Re your singing.
Hmm?
Do you have any particular idol that you've ever copied your singing style
book, then?
From?
Then what about my book?
John, go away.
Used to be sort of influenced by Elvis in the old days, I think.
Really?
Yeah, just love him.
You have any good?
Chuck Berry, yeah. Carl Perkins. Mm. And Marvin Gaye and things. Can't really sing like him, you know. I like him, though. Love him.
What about it?
Paul, what about singing Till There Was You?
There were bells on a hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all till there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all till there was you. Then there was music and wonderful roses. They tell me in sweet, fragrant meadows of dawn. Singing. No, I never heard it at all
was you.
Another oldie, the voice of Paul McCartney just then as the Beatles presented Till There Was You.
Ringo?
Yep.
Do you ever feel lonely up the back there playing the drums?
Yep.
Do you ever feel that you'd like to sing?
Yep.
Do you ever say anything else but yep?
Nope.
Would you like to be someone's loving man?
Yep.
Now?
Yep.
I thought you'd say that.
Yep.
And you know, I think Ringo meant every word of that just then as the Beatles profoundly stated, I want to be your man.
John?
Yes, Alan?
Alongside all your singing commitments, I'm told that you're budding into a real blooming Somerset morn. Is that right?
No.
Why not?
Well, I'm not blooming.
What about this book you've written?
Oh, I've been trying to sell a few around the studio now.
Oh, you can't do that.
Well, can't we? Yes, we can.
Come by me, love. I may not.
The Beatles and Can't Buy Me Love. Unfortunately, we can't purchase any more time because there just isn't any. So from us...
Alan Freeman introduced The Beatles in a programme recorded by the BBC.
Extracts from Us to You, edited together specially for this programme. And a fluff, fantastic. Right, not off, and in the meantime, as well as doing bank holiday specials, the Beatles remain loyal to Saturday Club.
What happened to our request, Brian Bathtubes? We'll get you. We know you, Pete.
Yeah, we sent it about 2 weeks ago and you haven't played it, have you?
No, he hasn't played
it,
has he?
Oh, no.
Not him, oh, no.
We'll play our request.
Bad Christmas to you, anyway.
Have you done?
Yeah.
Well, all right, then. Now read somebody else's request.
Dear John, would you please play This Boy by the...
Get on with it.
This beat with us, thank you. For all those with it, teenagers who went to Rose's party 2 weeks ago, especially for Mike Sprague. Pete Dobson. If you do play this record for us, we'll send you a parcel of jam butties for Christmas from Jerry and Rose.
I think George has got one as well.
And here's another request for our record of This Boy for myself and my friend Pearl Dandy from Teresa Brooks.
I didn't know you knew Pearl Dandy.
Didn't you? And we'd just like to say that this isn't our record at all. It's us singing it, actually in the studio, performing it. You'll notice the difference as we go along.
What would they be without amplifiers?
That boy took my love away. Though he'll regret it someday. This boy wants you back again.
This Boy, as performed on Saturday Club on the 21st of December, 1963. The Beatles continued to appear on Saturday Club throughout 1964 and performed on 10 programmes in all. By this time, Bernie Andrews had formed a close personal relationship with the group. And indeed, when I spoke to John Lennon many years later in New York, Bernie was the first person he asked me about. So the friendship was obviously a strong one.
Yeah, I did get to know them very well socially. I used to share a flat in... Shepherd Street. in Shepherd's Market in Mayfair. Sounds posh, but it was 11 quid a week for four bedrooms, kitchen and bathroom, and I wish I still had it. But when I was there, I used to share this with a very close friend of George's called Terry Doran. And Terry was also a business associate of Brian Epstein. So both Brian and the boys often used to come round to the flat to see Terry. I wouldn't kid myself, they only came round to see me. They did used to come round to see me as well, and the minor bird. But we did have a minor bird, and I used to teach it to say various naughty things. It did commit the unforgivable thing of calling... Paul only came round to the flat once, actually. And just inside the front door of the flat, there was this minor bird in the cage. And he came in, and the minor bird said, "Hello, Ringo!" Which I was very embarrassed about, it as it was the first time that Paul had been round. And I apologised that, you know, I said he didn't normally do things like that, but we gave him a good thrashing for it. But he didn't do it afterwards. But the bird was Terry Doran's, not mine, so it was his fault. He took the blame for that. But the main thing that George used to come round for was egg and chips. He loved egg and chips. And when they were at the height of their popularity, he couldn't just go round to some sort of restaurant in Mayfair and sort of go in and order egg and chips. In fact, and he couldn't go to a place where you could go in and order egg and chips because he'd get mobbed like mad. And he didn't want to know about cooking it himself. So he used to come round to Burns for egg and chips.
Long Tall Sally. The Saturday Club team was soon working on a new evening programme to be called Top Gear, which started on the 16th of July 1964. Brian Matthew.
Because by that time Bernie Andrews, who was one of the producers involved in Saturday Club, had been appointed as a producer for Top Gear, and because he knew Brian Epstein even better than I did, he said, all right, let's start with a splash, let's have the Beatles doing a session for Programme 1. Which they did, but it wasn't quite the same sort of setup. It was supposed to be a sharper programme all round than Saturday Club had been. In other words, it didn't mix skiffle, trad jazz, early rock. I mean, it was pretty hard rock right from the word go.
The group had just finished making their first feature film, A Hard Day's Night, and the soundtrack LP was released that week. So Brian Matthew asked about the pressures of songwriting for the film.
Now, all these songs in this film, you had to write to a sort of deadline. Did you find this a bit more difficult than the way you usually do them on the back of bus tickets?
Yeah, well, you see, George. It was hard, because we normally do them as hobbies sort of things. But
hello, Ringo's joined us.
Well, don't come round.
You
can't have time writing them, Ringo.
Oh, well, it was difficult. The first one was about the worst, because I had a lot of trouble with these glasses.
Yes, it was harder.
The ones he's wearing, he means, folks.
We did most of them in Paris, didn't know, and some in New York, didn't you, Ringo?
Yeah, I did some of mine in
Paris.
Well,
now, the serious bit having got over, let's get round to the funny chat, and we would like you chaps to sort of launch the good ship Top Gear and all that.
The good
you
ship,
know.
What, Top Gear?
I hereby
launch Bernie's new vessel. So, nice work for the captain.
Remember the actors?
I hereby name this ship
Top Gear.
Top Gear.
Thank you, Duchess. Right, now then, another song from the
Pity
film.
We had to sink in the first week. Yeah.
It is a shame. Never mind. While you're here.
Good job writing them anyway, Brian.
Yeah, Brian.
You did, all of you. Ringo, how about your songwriting? How's that coming on?
Oh, yes, I've written a good one, you see, but yes? No one seems to want to record it.
No.
Oh, Paul may record it on a...
No.
Yes, Paul, you promised.
The thing is... I was doing the tune for you to sing it.
No, I don't want to sing. You sing
Don't Pass Me By. Oh, you do.
Rhythm and Blues song.
Oh, yeah. Don't Pass Me By. Don't make me cry. Don't make me blue, baby. Because you know why?
I got the ice cream for you.
It's a sensation.
You wrote all those words?
Yeah, blues and all that.
He's a Dylan Thomas of Liverpool, isn't he?
You talk, Georgie.
Hey?
Am I permitted?
Yes, you can talk. There's your chance.
Okay, then. Come on, Ed.
Say it.
Do the next one.
What is it?
Can I get a sing, Ringo?
And I Love Her.
And I Love Her, yes.
And I Love Her.
I like that one, you know. It's one of my favourites.
I give her all my love. That's all I do. And if you saw like us would never die, as long as I have you near me. Bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky.
And I Love Her. Brian Matthew also bravely attempted to talk seriously about the film debut of the Beatles.
The next few minutes are in the lap of the gods and the hands of the Beatles, which means anything can happen. We're going to hear sort of versions of songs from their film. Gather round, famous film stars.
Gather round.
Then.
Right, Brian.
Now, look, in my young days, when I was a lad, they used to have actors in films, and that.
Yes.
Now they...
Hey, listen.
It's all changed now,
it's all
Brian.
Well, this is what
They're
I wondered.
They're not doing that. No actors.
In those days, the actors used to say their best bits were left on the cutting room floor. Did you find that?
No. Those were the good bits in the film. You should have seen the rest.
Yes.
Rubbish.
Was it really?
Even worse, yes.
Who was worse?
Oh, Paul.
I see.
I think John was about the worst.
No, it was you.
Oh, Ringo was very good. He's a good lad, yes.
They're saying he's a new Charlie Chaplin. Do you think that's right?
New Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah, he's an old one.
Okay,
he's
ring.
Beginning to look like it. Now then.
Can you hear him?
Not really. I hope not.
We brought the flowers, ring.
Not allowed to talk.
We brought you the flowers.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And the grapes.
Oh, I like grapes.
He likes grapes.
He likes Brian's nose.
My nose is peeling, yes.
Listeners.
Yes, been in the sun.
Been to Portugal.
Well, here we are. Then.
Guess who's,
happen,
guess who's top of the pops in Portugal then?
Who?
Os Beatles.
Os Beatles.
Ridiculous.
Os Beatles.
Well, I don't suppose you know the title of your film in Portuguese.
No, Kringst the Night.
Could be. Let's hear the number, shall we?
Right.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do to make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So I have answered on home, 'cause when I get you alone, you know I feel
fade, you see.
We did that. Oh, no, we've done that bit.
The train comes in now.
Yes, well, go and get on it.
And that bit of fun over the fade of A Hard Day's Night makes the point that the Beatles were actually performing in a BBC studio. Back to Brian Matthew and the Fab Four.
And they close with another of their film songs, The Things We Said Today.
You say you will love me if I have to go. You'll be thinking of me. Somehow I will know. Someday when I'm lonely, wishing you weren't so far away, then I will remember things we said today. You say you'll be mine, girl, till the end of time. These days such a kind girl seems so hard to find. Someday when we're dreaming, deep in love, not a lot to say, then we will remember things we said today. We are just a lucky kind, love to hear you say. You're mine, girl. Be the only one. Love me all the time, girl. We'll go on and on. Someday when we're dreaming, deep in love, not a lot to say, then love me all the time, girl. We'll go on and on.
John Lennon and Paul McCartney's composition, The Things We Said Today.
Another song from the Beatles' third LP. Every song on the Hard Day's Night album was a Lennon and McCartney original. 5 months later, another LP, Beatles for Sale, was rush released to capture the Christmas market. There were 8 Lennon-McCartney songs on it. The remaining 6 songs were drawn from the Beatles' rock and roll repertoire, which was always ready to be tapped. And 3 of those songs had already been heard in the Pop Go the Beatles series. The Beatles appeared once more on Top Gear in November 1964 to preview the songs on Beatles for Sale and to promote both sides of their new single.
I'm a loser, I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the love I have won or have lost, there is one love I should never have.
Before we hear another song, fellas, there are a few things I'd like to ask you. First of all, do you ever get tired of being Beatles?
Sometimes I get a bit lonely now.
Rhythm blues. No. I don't think so, really.
You don't ever think
that. Just occasionally you get cheesed off with certain things, you know, but it doesn't bother you that much, you know.
No.
Just like people writing rubbish about you, which you get often.
Yeah, yeah, there's a point. But what about the simpler things of life, like...
like riding on a bus.
Yeah, or going to just about any restaurant you
Well, yeah, you miss those sort of things, you know.
I don't miss riding on the bus, Paul.
Don't you?
No.
I do. I like a bus,
I like the red buses.
But restaurants,
now. Red buses, green buses.
Oh, yeah, well, if you go to... We just go to certain ones, you see. We go to certain ones.
And we go to ones where the people there are so snobby, they're the type who pretend they don't know us, so we have a good time. Because they're
Joe's
pretending
calf.
They don't know us.
Yeah, that figures.
See,
Joe's calf. Yeah. Social comment, that, you know.
It is.
Now then, what can we talk about next?
How about records? That's what you're here for, isn't it?
That's what you're here for, that's records. Oh, I talk about records. Tell me about your new one, apart from the fact that it's marvellous.
Oh, oh God, you shouldn't.
It's the best one you made, and I think the B-side's better than the A-side.
Oh, well,
I don't.
Thank you, Brian.
Well, as long as they buy the record, they get both sides anyway. So
that's for sure. It doesn't really matter. Did you both write them both?
Yes.
Yes.
You did.
Written
community
both.
Effort.
So in fact, the B-side was written the morning of the session.
Actually, in the studio.
You're
yes.
joking.
Well, really?
The whole thing?
No, most of it. We had about one verse, soul. You see, and we had to finish it off rather quickly, and that's why there's such rubbishy lyrics.
Just a bit of soul in the studio there, you see.
Right, let's have a bit of soul in this one then, as you sing She's a Woman.
My love
She's a Woman, Paul McCartney's solo from the Beatles' new hit. And to wind up the show, I Feel Fine.
Boxing Day 1964, the Beatles made their 10th and last appearance on Saturday Club. They sang three Lennon-McCartney compositions. The others were three cover versions included on the Beatles for Sale LP.
Here, you four, come over here a minute. I should think that last year you visited more countries than ever, isn't that right?
Yes.
Oh, yes, been away.
Which has been your favourite one that you visited?
America, I think.
Yes, I'll agree with that.
Ringo agrees with that.
Why, in particular?
Because you make a lot... No! No, because it's good, you know. It's like Britain, only with buttons.
I see, fun? Yes.
That's a sort of abstract...
It's a sort of, yeah. No, there's more people, you know, in America, so you get big audiences and it's all wild and happy.
Mind you, there was quite a lot of people in Australia.
There were one or two, weren't
there? Yeah, there were, yeah.
Hopping around.
Kangaroos in disguise.
Yeah. Paul, I believe this time on your album, all the songs are not your own compositions for a change, are they?
Yeah, that's right. Things like Rock and Roll Music and Kansas City and one or two others aren't ours. We like the old numbers.
All right, well, you pick one now that isn't your own to sing for us, will you?
All right, then. Kansas City.
Come on.
John, you've written another book, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It comes out June 24th.
Can you tell us the title?
A Spaniard in the Works.
Is it the same sort of collection of the writings of
Lennon? Yeah, you get more for your money this time. There's more pages.
And same kind of rubbish.
Yeah, same kind of rubbish. That's right, good. Paul.
Sure, pardon? Very popular.
I liked the first one.
Yeah, I did. I thought it was
great. Hate this one.
Heard lots of rumours and reports that you two are thinking of writing a musical. Is there anything in this?
Thinking of it?
Paul's thinking of it. I'm doing it.
John's actually doing it. I just do all the brain work behind this operation.
Ringo and I are painting Buckingham Palace.
I was coming to you next. That's a very
That's
fine
a point
job.
Of interest.
And marvellous. What colour?
Green.
Green with black shutters.
I see. Do you know when you're going back to America, by the way?
Yes. August.
August sometime.
For 2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks.
Thank you, George and Ringo. And this will be a tour?
Yes.
Well, it won't be a one night.
I wondered if it was just for television.
I certainly hope not.
Might ask you one thing on the music side. When you started hitting it big, you were very much
smaller than we are now.
Suggesting a trend which has since happened all over the world. Do you yourselves foresee any new trend at this stage? What are you listening to right now?
We like folk kind of music, like Bob Dylan, Man. No, we do, you know. Country and Western music, because we've always liked that anyway. I think all the kinds of things we like now, we always like, but we like a few particularly.
You mentioned Bob Dylan, he says you write folk. What do you think about that?
We don't, you know.
We don't, you know.
We get influenced like everyone does, but
only in as much as the music of the people of today.
Yeah, the music of the working class masses.
Thank you, Spotty Muldoon.
Hello, this is George, and I've just taken time off from painting Buckingham Palace to come here and sing you Everybody Trying to Be My Baby Now.
And you're learning a new number.
Yeah, and I'm still hoping to learn a new one.
Well, they took some honey from a tree, dressed it up and they called him. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. When I last night, 4:30, 15 women knocking on my door. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now.
The last radio programme in which the Beatles performed songs for the BBC was a bank holiday special. It boasted the title, The Beatles Invite You to Take a Ticket to Ride. Some of the songs were from their new LP, Help, and they were still fond of doing cover versions when they were let loose in a BBC studio.
Thank you.
The Beatles with their version of Larry Williams' classic rocker, Dizzy Miss Lizzy. The last song that the group recorded for the BBC was broadcast just before noon on Monday the 7th of June 1965. It was the song that was issued as their ninth single, Ticket to Ride.
Once again, our sincere thanks to The Beatles.
Six Music. This morning from 10, Keris. At 7, Nimone. Right now, it's Chris Hawkins.